Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a bonus Loki theory. Oh, hey, chickens. I'm taking a tiny break in what seems to be a hole in the roof drilling schedule that's going on at my house. I don't know how in Loki Down that this is an essential worker on my roof making noise, but hey. Welcome to 2021. I did read an article about essential workers, and apparently if you think you're essential, then you're essential. And I've decided I'm essential. So let's have an essential Loki recap. Well, it's not really a recap, but let's just look back at what happened. Did you enjoy the final episode of Loki and the series overall? I'm going to say, and I know this is weird for my relentlessly positive podcast where I can manage to say even nice things about the worst episodes of Doctor Who, but I did not love it. There are things I liked about it. I love Jonathan Majors. I think he's a great actor and what a fun character he had to play that Loki and Sylvie were confronted with at the end. Quite clearly, it's Kang the Conqueror, who is a little bit of a bat poop crazy character from Marvel. So, you know, do what you want with him. but yeah, the statue of him at the very end of the episode was clearly the Kang uniform. So that's that theory. And also, he did offer the entire TVA to the two Lokis. So technically, the other theory that Loki was behind it all was correct if they'd taken the job. I was kind of annoyed with Sylvie's motivation. Like, you know, her trauma is so all-encompassing that she just wants to kill the person at the top of the time agency thing, and it's kind of like a singular motivation, and I'm like, yeah, I get that. And then at the end she was just sort of like fell in a heap, and I was like, well, now I want to know the fallout from that. I want to know how she feels about doing that. You know, it's like whenever the robots kill all the humans, I'm like, that can't just be your singular motivation. Like, you know, what's the other reason behind it? Like, you know, taking someone's life, you feel like needs more of a motivation than I had a terrible childhood because of you. And look, maybe that is fine, but it just felt very simplistic and one note from a psychological perspective. But also from a weird subtextual perspective on this show, the romance between Loki and Lady Loki, like, I found it troubling because essentially, so she's just a variant of him. So one could extrapolate, you know, in the real world as opposed to the Marvel world, she would just be genetically similar to him, i.e. a twin. And that sets up a whole sort of other weird, problematic, strange situation that they're now in love with each other. Also, you know, it just felt so like the obvious thing to do. Oh, let's make them kiss. And I'm like, meh. Also, Loki's always been sort of weird, sexually ambivalent, so it's weird to give him a girlfriend. I think my biggest problem with this episode, though, is the show don't tell. It was all tell and no show. I mean, great, we got to have what was essentially an extended monologue from Jonathan Majors just explaining, you know, the history of all the Kangs, which had shades of the kind of multi-universe thing that was going on in the Avengers comic that Jonathan Hickman was writing, also stretches back to his days on the Fantastic Four comic and also when he was running the Ultimate line. So yeah, the whole comic book thing was there was the Ultimate Universe, which was a completely separate place to the normal Marvel Universe. And so things diverged. They happened differently. There was kind of like it was designed really as a retelling of all the old Marvel stuff with unburdened by the, you know, 50 or so years of continuity that was sitting there at the time. And as it went along, they diverged so much that it became two distinct universes. And then Jonathan Hickman smashed them into each other with the Secret Wars thing. But yeah, like there was so much showing in that you kind of were like, oh, wow, this is enormous. Instead, we just got some dollies on a table reenacting vague bits of whatever was happening. Like there didn't feel like there were the stakes. Like, you know, all we know is just he told us that was what was going to happen, and we didn't know necessarily that that was what was going to happen. It was just some guy telling us. So yeah, I as you know, you would know listening to the Doctor Who version of this podcast, I get really angry at an info dump. I'm not mad for people constantly just standing in the corner explaining the plot. It is really tedious, and there are so many better ways to do it than stand in the corner and explain the plot. But I feel like this one kind of left us without that. And I feel like part of that is because of crazy fans. I feel like the reason we got Kang in the final episode and nowhere else in the series is because all the fans would have been furious if they'd known it was Kang from the get-go, even though everyone, I think, knew anyway. But also, I just feel like you could have interspersed moments throughout the series of seeing Kang's world and as my fiance said, you know, why didn't they do it like in Watchmen, where you had Jeremy Irons in this weird other story that finally coalesced into, you know, that's Ozymandias on the moon, or not on the moon, wherever he was, some moon of Jupiter or something. And you could have done that with Kang. You could have shown him in the various timelines and him at war with the multiverse and then finally in this place where they found him at the end. So that when they get there, we're like, oh, that's the guy we've seen all those scenes of in the last five episodes. But because of crazy fanness, that everyone would have been furious and like, oh, no, you revealed it too early. But for a casual viewer who doesn't know the comics, who doesn't know Kang, it's just some guy in a purple cloak talking nonsense at the end of time. And it's really unsatisfying dramatically because you've tried so hard to service fans. Also, the ending I found just annoying. Like, there's a statue of Kang the Conqueror, and then the after credit scene is just a big stamp saying, oh, there's going to be a Loki series too. It was really unsatisfying, and it just felt like, Justin Hamilton used to say that he got to a point with Marvel movies where he felt like he was only turning up to watch the after credit sequence. Like the 2 hours beforehand were just padding for a trailer for the next movie. And then that next movie was 2 hours of padding for the trailer for the next movie. And it was all anyone seemed to care about were the interconnected bits. And it's like, shouldn't the film be entertaining in and of itself? And I think that's, I really loved the Black Widow movie, which I splashed out on the Disney Premier Access because our cinemas are closed here in New South Wales. Although maybe they're open, maybe they're essential. I don't know. I'll turn up at the cinema tomorrow and be like, is this an essential thing? And they're like, oh, yeah, definitely essential. Come in. But yeah, I really enjoyed the Black Widow because it was not, like, its only nods to continuity were that it slotted in between two other films. And other than that, that's all we needed to know. You know, Natasha's on the run and that's the end of that. That's all we really needed to care about. But yeah, I found it really unsatisfying as just a, you know, If you're not versed in the entire world of Kang the Conqueror, like, I feel like this is one of those shows that needs 47 YouTube videos for it going, here's some wicked Easter eggs you didn't notice in Loki on Disney Plus. And it's like, oh my God, like, you don't get those for Pride and Prejudice. You know, it's not like, here's some Easter eggs from the Jane Austen cinematic universe you didn't know. Elizabeth Bennet, that's her name in the book. Oh my God, what a surprise. Like, just, I don't need that in my life. Just have the content be self-explanatory in and of itself. Anyway, I've gotten off track and I've gotten to the end of the episode. There may be another one of these. Who knows?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.